Here are some of the highlights during parliamentary question time and during debates on bills through the House. First up, the controversial and divisive Treaty Principles Bill, sponsored by ACT Party leader David Seymour. Reports earlier had David Seymour inferring that the Prime Minister was supportive of the bill passed first reading. Here, Labour leader Chris Hipkins is trying to force Prime Minister Christopher Luxon into stating clearly whether he intends to kill the bill or support the bill passed first reading.
Who's correct when it comes to the proposed government legislation on treaty principles? The Prime Minister, when he said, "Well, we've never been open-minded. We've always said there's no intention, no commitment, no support for it beyond first reading." Or David Seymour, who said, "But ultimately the bit I don't believe is he won't change his mind."
Well, we have a coalition agreement that says we're going to support a bill through to first reading, and that's no commitment beyond that.
Is David Seymour correct that he's lost his nerve on the Treaty Principles Bill?
I reject the member's assertion.
Supplementary question. Is it acceptable for one of his ministers to tell the media that the Prime Minister's lost his nerve and he doesn't believe the Prime Minister's being truthful with the public?
Well, I reject that member's assertion.
If David Seymour doesn't believe the public should be able to trust the word of the Prime Minister, why should the public?
We have a coalition agreement. It's crystal clear. We're going to support a bill to first reading, and there is no commitment beyond that.
Although Prime Minister Christopher Luxon has repeatedly said National has no commitment to the bill past the first reading, it's still not crystal clear as to whether or not he'll kill the bill after first reading. The repeal of Section 27 reports has sent shockwaves through the law fraternity. These reports, also referred to as cultural reports, can be accessed through legal aid funding, and it's the legal aid funding that the coalition government aims to scrap. They're used to support individuals during court sentencing.
Question number three, in the name of Debbie Ngāre Wilpaka.
To the Prime Minister, does he stand by all his government's policies and actions?
Yes, and particularly in the context they're made, and particularly about our efforts to try and improve Māori health and education outcomes for young Māori.
Does he agree with Te Hunga Roia Māori o Aotearoa, the New Zealand Law Society and the New Zealand Bar Association that scrapping funding for Section 27 reports will disproportionately impact Māori, undermine rehabilitation and lead to higher rates of offending, and if not, why not?
No, I don't. The reality is that Māori are higher victims of crime than anybody in this country, and we're making sure that Māori feel safe in their own businesses, their homes and their communities.
Does he accept that his policy will create a double standard in sentencing for the wealthy who can afford to privately fund their own Section 27 reports and for those who cannot?
No, I don't. The intention of Section 27 reports was that for someone could bring a friend or a family member to speak to their past. That was what was intended to happen. Instead, what's happened is there's been a cottage industry of reports, often prepared by people who don't even know the victim, the offender. So the reality is we're putting it back to its original purpose. That option still exists and will continue to exist.
What work is this government doing to ensure that Māori and those on lower incomes will not be unfairly sentenced as a result of this policy?
Well, we are making sure that we actually have a fair system that is fair and stands up for the victims of crime, doesn't stand up for the offenders.
Not satisfied with that response, Te Pāti Māori co-leader Rāwiri Waititi asked a supplementary question.
No. Does he find it acceptable that Māori women make up 64% of the prison female population, while Māori men make up 50% of the male prison population? And if not, what are his government's solutions to reduce that number and ensure it doesn't increase as a result of this policy?
No, I don't find it acceptable, and that's why we're working so hard on lowering crime.
Labour's only Māori electorate MP, Krishla Tangaere Manuel from Ikaro Rāwhiti, challenged the Minister for Māori Economic Development, Tama Pōtaka, asking him if he was fully aware of issues still facing marae hapu iwi 1 year on from Cyclone Gabriel.
Over the last couple of months, ministers, including myself, have visited Te Tai Rāwhiti and throughout Te Matua Māui to understand some of the challenges that those whānau are facing. There's also some provision of funding, both in mainstream and Māori, kaupapa Māori pathway funding, to assist with those communities, and we continue to look at how we can use that.
Was he advised prior to the recent $63 million boost funding for Hawke's Bay and Tai Rāwhiti, announced by Minister Mitchell, And if so, did he relay any concern regarding the lack of any support for Māori and whenua Māori?
Ministers, including myself, are in regular communications with one another about the efforts made to try and help those people who have gone through difficult weather events over the last year or so.
The Electoral Equal Protection of Māori Seats Amendment Bill had its first reading in the House this week. This is similar to a former bill seeking to entrench Māori seats, and that was brought in by former Labour MP Rino Tirikatane. This bill, in the name of Arena Williams from Labour, seeks to do the same, protect Māori seats by giving them equal status with general seats. Arena Williams opened the debate.
The Electoral Act sets out the rules of the elections. Some of those rules are so fundamental to the way that our fair play within the elections work that you cannot change them or get rid of them without the 75% support of this House. That's because it would be unfair for any one parliamentary party or any one government to be able to change those things that we say are fundamental to the way that we can vote and exercise our right to participate when it comes to our democratic choice.
The bill was short-lived. James Meagher opposing the bill on behalf of National.
Sadly for the member, we in the National Party on the side of the House, unfortunately for the member, will not be supporting this bill to progress any further. In my view, it is constitutionally inappropriate to entrench legislation like this, first of all through the members' bill process. And beyond that, there are a number of philosophical and constitutional objections to entrenching parts of legislation in general, and indeed whether or not this House has the ability to entrench practically and bind one parliament or a future parliament by the current parliament.
The bill did get some support from the Greens and from Te Pāti Māori.
Our representation in parliament is enabled by the Māori electorates, and our long-standing policy reiterated in our 2020 manifesto is that they should be entrenched. While it will almost certainly get voted down by the government, we can use it as an opportunity to reset and to resist the government's anti-Māori and anti-Tiriti agenda. The government continually fails to support legislation that would make the electoral system more equitable and accessible to our people. It's almost as if it is deliberately planned to keep our people disengaged from being able to have their voice represented in the House.
Unfortunately, when the vote was finally taken for the Electoral Equal Protection of Māori Seats Amendment Bill, it was stopped short in its tracks.
The question is that the motion be agreed to. Those of it opinion will say aye.
Aye.
To the contrary, no.
No.
The no. The noes have it. Party vote has been called for. The clerk will conduct a party vote.
New Zealand National.
49 votes opposed.
New Zealand Labour.
34 votes in favour.
Green Party of Aotearoa New Zealand.
15 votes in favour.
ACT New Zealand.
11 votes opposed.
New Zealand First.
8 votes opposed.
Te Pāti Māori.
6 votes in favour.
The ayes are 55, the noes are 68, the noes have it.
E te whare parimata for Te Reo Irirangi o Wātea, I'm Claudette Hawati.